Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Drinking Corner. Today's special is casual conversations about life and the Nerdgasmic Goodfellas. So sit back as our patrons begin the rounds.
Hello, everybody. My name is Rune Aldred. I am here with other patrons, Rosgriz the Boss Foss, and It's Ya Boy, as we come back from a long hiatus. I know, like, every episode we say we come back from a long hiatus. But we're back. Drinking Corner Podcast is a go.
I will take Rozzy. The blame. I will take the blame for this long hiatus. Hi, everybody. I'm the Boss Foss. I have been trying to move for the last 3 months. As you guys can see, I have a different background behind me finally. And that's because I have finally moved just in time for me to start working. So it's been really hard to actually get my schedule to line up with guys so we can record.
You know,
but I did finally move.
You know, speaking of wonderful new backgrounds, I really just have to point out, look how beautiful Chris's background is. I mean, it's very vastly different than every other podcast episode he's been in.
Yes.
You know, I mean, just look at the way his name floats in the gray space there. It's beautiful. It's absolutely stunning and gorgeous. And for you people listening to the podcast on any of your podcast listening services, whether it's iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, whatever the fuck it is you listen to, you should check out the vidcast version on the Nerdgasmic Goodfellas YouTube channel so you can see It's Ya Boy Chris and all of his amazing, spectacular, beautiful glory. And David stuffing his face with sour Skittles. Yeah. I can't really say anything because I'm over here eating nachos as well. So it's like we all got kind of some stuff going on. But I, the Rune of Eldred, am actually finally drinking for once in a lifetime on the podcast with my very heavily edited beer here. It is a mystery can. You guys will never
know. I love the fact that it's blurring itself out for you.
It is a Ace Pineapple Craft Cider because I am not a big drinker. Shocker being the fact that we have a podcast centered around us drinking and having fun together. But yeah, let's pass the mic over to It's Ya Boy Chris so he could defend himself in all of his spectacular, beautiful, glory of backgrounds. And Chris, what are you drinking?
I am drinking right now a Bud Light with some New Amsterdam vodka. And I have a Mike's in the fridge after this beer, so drink it tonight. Just real quick, I think it would be super funny if there was a video of me over my thing. Like, I just took a video of me just eating Pringles. And I could, there's still me talking, but the video is just me sitting down, looking straight at the camera, eating fucking Pringles. The whole podcast.
You what, if you get a video of you to me by tomorrow, of you just sitting there eating Pringles, I will loop it through the entire podcast to be over your, like, name. Yeah. But you gotta do it like classic, like, wow style, just shirtless, like Pringle dust all over you. just shoveling it.
Oh, goodness gracious.
You don't That's have awesome. To be shirtless. A white, plain white tee would also suffice. It's gotta be a tank top though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was about to say white beater.
The American flag tank top that you have.
Oh my god, yeah, huh? And it has to be like sweaty. It has to have like sweat stains all over it. Like it's anyway, been washed, guys. It's just stained.
I am drinking this beautiful blue can. It is a Cali Creamin Vanilla Cream Ale from Mother Earth Brew Company. Do you like vanilla cream?
I like creamin' and vanilla.
Oh.
Say hi to vanilla for me as well.
I will.
So
as soon as I log into GTA, I'll head over there and say hi.
This, I don't drink ale typically, but dude, you can't even tell this is alcohol. It just tastes like vanilla and cream.
That's so like good. My favorite type of alcohol when you can't taste the alcohol, so you get like even more fucked up. Like Rockin' Brew's milkshakes.
Ooh, milk. Is it like a bunch of milk in it? Mixing milk with. Every time I've mixed anything that's like. What is it, Bailey's or anything like that? I can't do that.
I love Bailey's.
It does not sit in my stomach as well.
David, did you? Okay, no. I was like, did you freeze?
No.
Like, I was hanging out with
No, you were hanging out with what? With whom?
I was hanging out with one of my buddies years ago, and we were drinking a cheap whiskey, Southern Comfort, and he was chasing it with milk. And I was like, bro, nasty. That is nasty. He was. So I ain't got a chaser, man. I got milk, though. I'd rather just chase it with water.
Listen, times be hard out there, all right?
I got you one better. I don't chase it with anything.
I'm not a big whiskey guy.
Yeah, but we're men.
I'm not the craziest whiskey.
Are you saying fan. I'm not a man for not doing a chaser, or I am a man for not doing a chaser?
I said that's because we are men, because we don't use chaser. And I proceeded to whip it out and put it on the table.
Gotcha.
Now that we're men.
We can do anything. Now that we're men.
I guess technically I do have another drink with me.
What you got?
H2O.
Oh.
And this one's out of sight.
Out of sight, out of mind. Oh, it just has to. This has to flash his Nuka-Cola.
Yep, we have a 4-pack. Katie and I drink 2. And I have 2 remaining, which are just going to be on display.
Were they good?
Oh, yeah.
It was all right. It's like a peach drink.
Oh, that's cool.
I used to love Jones Soda as a kid, but I recently got the root beer. And right. It was really hard for me to drink it. I don't know if it's because I'm not drinking soda as much as I used to. Or just my taste buds changed.
Could be.
Yeah, Jones is pretty good. I haven't had too much of their soda. What's the blue one? It's like blue raspberry, I'm pretty sure. Yeah. That one's all right. The orange one's my favorite, though. That one's good.
Just fluxing all of your damn drinks, are you, huh?
It's empty. It's been empty for a while, and God, I don't want to open it. I was going to open it for the bit, but that's a couple years old at this point, and I don't want to know what it smells like. This was what I was drinking earlier, and I just haven't thrown away my trash yet.
Yeah, I have a few unopened Coke bottles. I have a Disney one, and... two baseball ones.
I have one of the Star Wars Sprites from Disneyland that's not open.
Damn, I want when I went up to Universal Studios in Florida when I was younger, they had a Duff. It was a play on Duff, the beer from Simpsons, but it was an energy drink, and I wanted to get it, but it was just expensive.
When you go to a theme park, like anything like that, everything's expensive.
Yeah, because I asked my dad, I was like, hey, can you get that for me? He's like, just get a Rockstar on the way out at the gas station. Why are you going to get that? I mean, Dad, it's tough. So I don't give a shit.
Dad, it's tough. Yeah. And you don't pay the bills.
He's like, because he had already got me an Iron Man helmet from the 3rd movie. Because we went and watched it at Universal Studios, and then he got me an Iron Man helmet. So, like, and I wanted it so early on in the day. So he was like, well, how about we grab it on the way out? And I'm like, no, I want it, like, right now. And then he's like, all right. And then I made him, like, carry it around all around the park until we went and bought a storage space. I was a little shit.
You were a little shit, not a big shit.
Just
well, everybody,
lad.
now that we got the small talk portion out of the way, how are you guys? How's life? That was part of what we were going to talk about. How's life? David, I think you have kind of the most interesting aspect to talk about because of, you know, just moving and all that.
Yeah, so moving sucked. And I mean, normally moving it's a rough experience. We were going to have friends helping us. Unfortunately for us, we ended up getting COVID literally 2 days before we had to move. So we unfortunately had to move in the middle of being extremely sick.
Damn.
That is very unfortunate.
We were coughing and occasionally having to just stop to take a break, but we managed to get 90% of the apartment moved within the first day, and then we were able to come back, get the last 10%, and deep clean the other apartment before that basically was out of our hands. Gave the keys, and now we're moved. Went from one bedroom to a two bedroom.
Oh, you guys were only living in a one bedroom.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Oh. We had, my wife only needed a one bedroom apartment at the time. And it was something that I had told her when I had moved in. I was like, hey, you know, we can live in a one bedroom for a little bit, but we're definitely going to want to end up getting a two bedroom soon because we have a lot of stuff. And then if we have guests, we want to make sure we have a room for them. Well, unfortunately for our guests, our second room ended up becoming our office, and there is zero space for a guest to stay in this room. Because we were, if you see the shelf over my shoulder, we were going to be putting a futon in here. But the problem is we only saw photos of the place. We never got a chance to like walk through it and like measure things. So we unfortunately didn't plan correctly for everything. But it's okay. We have a couch that pulls out into a bed, so. And my chat is currently open, which is why I keep stopping and laughing because I keep seeing things pop up.
Yeah, so I just found it. I clicked on the screen on my phone and I looked at all the things below and there was a chat, so.
Yes, so disregard that right now. That's something I'm going to bring up a little later. I just wanted it in the Zoom call because I can't move my workspace screen. It's stuck on full screen, so. Everything's in chat that I'll be talking about. And then for the vidcast, I'll just overlay it over in the empty space next to Chris's Pringle eating charades going on.
So, as for the rest of my life, my vacation, unfortunately, is over. So I started work this last week. And again, for those who may not know, I will not tell you what I actually do.
He's an assassin.
Yes, room.
Can you there's one thing I don't understand in your life. Can you explain to me what a vacation is?
Yeah.
Same here.
So this wonderful thing, my job, I only have to work 10 months out of the year. And then I get 2 whole months off. Paid. I also get vacation time on top of that and sick time, but I get that 2 months where I don't have to do anything. It's so nice. Yes.
Another part I don't understand on your story here. What is paid time off, sick leave, vacation days, and how do I get them?
That's quite simple. Quit your job and go work for the government.
I have another question. Why do you smile? What's that?
Yeah, what is that thing you're doing with your mouth where your lips are going like this?
You are literally doing it, Rune. You can't even, you cannot even hide the fact that you were smiling. We know that Chris is smiling because we can hear it in his voice.
No, man, I got
Don't try to spin that shit.
Rain cloud on me right now.
No.
Raindrops just keep on falling on Chris's bed.
Sorry, something else came to mind on that one. Anyway, yeah, so I work in education, and that's about the extent, because I'm trying to remember everything that we've talked about, and I'm pretty sure at one point it was talked about the fact that I do work in education. So I will reaffirm that I work in education.
Education.
But
so you know that bill that's on Capitol Hill, you know, the very informative, I'm like legit spacing the name of that show, you know, I'm just
Full House Rock.
Yeah, that's what David works for. He would burst into musical numbers, but he doesn't want to like show that he is a greater showman than Hugh Jackman.
I heard something that he like went into a bus that like shrank or something, time traveled and all that.
Ooh, they're finding out your real identity.
Yes. Well, anyways,
this podcast let me see just what started else. Off the fucking rail.
I mean, if you want to go off the rails, I have a lot of collectibles currently out on display in this room, and I could just start getting up and showing stuff off.
Listen.
Especially this one particular thing that I got. It was a collector's edition, and Tim absolutely hates the fact that I got this collector's edition.
Well, you got to continue the fucking bit. You can't just bring it up and get people curious. I mean, you guys could go and watch the R&R podcast in which we literally just had this discussion. But fuck you. I love that mask. And if it ever goes missing, just know I was never in Southern California.
I live in Nevada.
Really? I thought it was Mexico.
It's New York City, of course. Actually, I can't pass off of living in New York City. It's too quiet.
Heard it stinks there too.
In New York,
yeah. Especially when Tim goes and visits.
Okay, well, yes. When Tim came to visit, my apartment did have a distinctive smell that took forever to get out, and because of that, the cat now pees on everything.
Mm-hmm.
The cat didn't pee on things before Tim showed up at my house.
Yeah, that's how it is, man. I got cats too, and I went to a family member's out in Sacramento when I visited my aunt, and she said that when we came and stayed a few nights, she said that her cats started like acting really just really like territorial. They were like, all right.
I do genuinely think it's because I have the scent of BB on me.
Yeah, but no, I'm aware. I know it wasn't specifically you, but it is funny to give you shit for that. With that being said, it's your boy. I'm done rambling about my life since the last time that we did an episode 4 or 5 months ago. Please take it away.
Take it away. Oh, nothing going on new in my life. Just working. You know, I have been enjoying. Last week I had a few days off than usual, so that was really nice. I did get called in for one of the days, but I welcomed it. I needed the hours, but it was nice. This job is very stressful. You know, it's very stressful. It's like, yeah, you know, what me and Tim do is easy, but it's not just doing one thing. We have to deal with so much more than just that. You know what I mean? And you know, sometimes I don't deal with the stress all that well, but lately I've been feeling a lot better. I've been doing a little bit better at my job, you know what I mean? So it just sucks because even when I do have bad days, it's like they almost make it seem like that if this isn't all the time thing, you know, and I don't know. Sometimes I just get my feelings hurt at that job because I work my ass off, but I am very fortunate
enough.
Yeah. But I am also very fortunate to have people in my life, you know, that help me out with stuff like that. Got Tim, my best friend right here. That beautiful bald head. But I'm good. I'm happy about today when I woke up and I went and, you know, took my dog out and all that good stuff. It to feel just like the nice, beautiful weather outside. That stuff makes me chipper up a little bit, you know, gets me in good spirits. Cause dude, I hate the summer. I hate this. The heat, it's this heat here, dude. So it's unbearable sometimes. But we did get our central heating and AC fixed this summer. We got a whole new unit. So the last one lasted a little over 20 years. So this is a brand new one, same brand and everything. So it works like a charm. So
yeah, I know. Staying over at your house before you got that AC was so hot. I thought I was gonna have a heat stroke staying over there that first night.
Yeah, well, because we had window units in and we rent, and our old landlord unfortunately passed away, so his wife started taking over, and she came over here and we did a bunch of stuff to the place. We got a lot of the trees in the backyard cut down, so the backyard seems a lot more open. Even before, it was we have a huge backyard. It wraps around our house. The backyard's huge. It's good enough to where if we had a big, large dog, it would be fine. We got a new back sliding door. So that's really cool. It hasn't been installed yet. And we're going to get wood floors, bro. We're going to get all this old carpet up. It's been here since for 20 years. So they're going to get, they're going to, oh yeah. So they're going to get that up, and we're going to get in every room hardwood floors. So I like that. I think that's going to be really nice. So yeah, summer's coming to an end here in a few months. So I'm looking forward to that. Looking forward to the cooler weather.
So you were talking about the weather, which is why I made the face. What's hot?
Tim, what's the weather right now? Right now it's not 61, fucker. It's 71. 69, but over mine says 69. 69.
Mine says 71.
But this whole week, it's in the 80s. Did you see that, Tim?
Yeah.
Dude, that's awesome. Beautiful.
Dude, beautiful, it rained in Redding.
It did. I guess it sprinkled here for a little bit.
I felt it on my arm as I was driving down the road with my hand out the window.
That's cool.
Well.
Yeah, it's like high 80s or high 70s, low 80s for us. And then it cools off a lot.
Yeah, we know your Argentina lifestyle. Very good.
Well, one of the big reasons why we're so hot is because me and Tim live like literally in a valley. It's like a bowl. So when it gets really, really hot.
Combined living in that valley in the bowl. We're just muy caliente.
Right.
We're the sole reason why temperatures get to 115 here. Like, we're too damn beautiful.
I can deal with 90s. I'm okay with 90s. I mean, I was
picking up a lot more. So sorry.
It's okay.
There was an HD button, so I click on it, and now you guys can see so much more. It's crazy. Sorry.
Oh, you're good.
But I mean, I live in a valley too, you know.
Yeah, but you also live on the coast.
Yeah.
Off the Gulf of Mexico.
I was about to joke saying it was, I get that hurricane weather.
We're just at the end of this episode. People are going to be so confused on where you live.
I live in Alaska. Come on, guys.
Right off the coast of Hawaii.
He lives in Canada, eh?
Can't you tell from the accent?
I'm from Canada.
So about that, I guess about we should be talking. I guess it's my turn.
I'm sorry for being sorry.
You joke about saying sorry. Tim can attest to this. I do apologize a lot.
Unnecessarily.
You get that? He said a lot.
I'm walking here.
I am going to title this episode the Brain Rot episode.
The, oh my God, we're doing this at 2 o'clock in the morning episode.
Off the Gulf of Hawaii, at the equator, New Mexico.
Nemo Point.
After you take a long turn to Albuquerque.
On the other side of this door is Tim's bedroom, so.
What's on the other side?
Your bedroom.
Yeah.
I do have a second door that connects to you, yeah.
Here, let me just pop in real quick.
It is, like, very funnily
enough. Fuck out of here.
Oh, so sorry.
So sorry. I'm sorry that he's sorry.
All right. Anyway, guys.
So, it's my turn to talk about my life before we jump into the thick of the conversational topic here. Hold on.
All right. So, we're going to go ahead and jump into the thick of it, you know, what the conversational topic is.
Yeah, nobody cares about my life.
Exactly. No.
So I have a terminal cancer.
Don't even joke about that.
That is a very serious issue.
Already bald, bro. It's like,
listen, man, I got casted to play the real life kaiju, all right?
That's a better one.
No, shit's going good. Work, as you stated, has been stressful, especially since we are at this summer hours and school being out. We had a little... God, dude, what is going on right now?
It's the smoke, man.
Yeah, dude, we've been having so many fires here because that's the benefits of living in 90210. Yeah, we've just... fires all the time. My freaking lungs are dying. Work has been stressful. I'm moving in like a week and a half. So that's exciting. I'm moving back into my old house. So I'm very, very excited for that. And I'll be moving with Max Mayhem, who will be more a part of everything. Yes, David, I see you sitting there patiently with your hands up.
Not the condemned one, right?
Not the condemned one. Should clarify that. But yeah, I'll be moving in with Max Mayhem, who will be doing more than just Fallout videos with us once we all move in together, and we're really excited to be roommates and all that. I've been working on some channel stuff, did a couple of graphical design changes to a lot of things and re-updated a lot that we'll talk about here in a little bit. Chris and David have officially finished the Outlast playlist for the time being, because we did the main story and we did Baby Bambino, which the episode should be out, like, in terms of this coming out 2 days ago, but in terms of recording, I put the final episode out today. It's your boy Chris and I, we started working on the Gears of War saga for the Nerdgasmic Goodfellas and this is Chris's first time playing through the series, so he's been enjoying it for the most part.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm about to give Chris a huge lesson in lore dumping as I explain to him, like, all the background information and, like, all the, like, really emotional deep lore to the game that just makes everything so much more enriched and fun. What yes. game? Gears of War. So Chris and I just finished Gears of War Judgment, and we are moving on to Gears Tactics.
Yep, and I'm pretty much going to be playing.
Me and you are doing it on the personal channel, my channel. Chris and I are doing it on the group channel, but when we get to the games that allow more than just two people, that's when I'm going to be bringing in others for it. That and right now with your recording schedule, it's a little kind of constraint. Just because by the time you're off work, we're going to work.
Yeah, that sucks.
Well, Chris goes to work. I work mornings on some occasion. So me and you get off on the same time, like Mondays and certain other days. But I have some extracurricular activities that I'm not going to be talking about on the podcast that preoccupy my time that only David knows about.
So, jerking off.
Yes. Massive, massive and copious amounts of masturbation. You see, the walls behind me were originally black. It is my yearly goal.
All right. Let's move on, Ian.
All right. So that's it for my life. Let's jump into the thick of everything, which we're already kind of talking about with the group channel, Nerdgasmic Goodfellas, some of our personal stuff and everything like that. We have kind of had a hiatus from doing pretty much anything together outside of like the pre-recorded videos that Chris and I have done. And we kind of have done a little bit more Outlast with the Baby Bambino stuff. David and I have been live streaming Phasmophobia, which has been absolutely wonderful. We're taking a small break from that, though, as we kind of figure out a narrative plot line that I am working on with it that we're going to talk about later. David's currently enjoying his vacation, beachside. So, since you guys have your chat open, let's go ahead and just scroll to the top of the chat area.
Yes.
Ooh, I can actually, give me a second. I could do this, which opens everything. So while I do this, David, why don't you talk about your Twitch live streams and everything that you are kind of doing with the Bureau?
Yeah, so just before I had moved, I had started to live stream because I actually busted out my computer because it was in storage. So I started to live stream. I did not have a camera set up. I don't know if I will actually stream with my face for a while, simply because I don't like myself. So, but I know it's sad. We do stream Phasmophobia, really, and then I've been streaming a XCOM kind of playthrough, where I've been playing the Bureau. I haven't done any more than I think 2 episodes at this point.
Yeah, 2 episodes.
Just because it just hasn't worked out yet. There's a few other games that I am wanting to play, but it's hard to transition from just playing a game for my own enjoyment, just for myself, to actually playing it like live for people, because, you know, I make mistakes and then I'm like, oh, I'll just go back and reload the last save. Now I can't do that. But I have been having a lot of fun with Phasmophobia. I've been hoping that we can get more than just me and you, Tim.
We're working on it, because
it's not that I don't like playing with you. It's just that game is incredibly hard.
We genuinely need more than just me and you so we could do more than just 6 Tanglewood Drive successfully.
The fact that we know exactly what the address is of that house is bad.
Bro, I know that. I know 6 Tanglewood Drive better than I know my own house at this given point.
Yeah, by the way, fun fact for you. Let me alter my background real quick. And you're going to know exactly what I'm about to say. You can see it right there. It's in the office.
Now, what would be creepy is if, as we're sitting here, it just starts to slightly open up and all you hear is...
Yeah. Also, not trying to freak you out, but we've been having some weird stuff happen around the house.
Ooh,
things have been going is... things have been going missing and things have been moving. As well as we do have a black light because we're trying to locate where the cat's peeing on the couch so that way we can eliminate it. And there's some weird things we're discovering with this black light.
Ooh. Ghost stuff.
What kind of things?
Handprints.
Handprints? Okay, are they on the walls or like are they on the ceiling? You gotta look on the ceiling, bro.
Typically they're like in the middle of the door.
Yeah, opening the door. That's okay, all right.
I'm gonna be honest. I'm messing with you about the handprints, but there's just been some weird things going on throughout the place.
So okay, whenever I have my camera on with night vision and I'm doing horror games, I'll see like a little orb floating behind me. It's really weird.
I don't know, man. Like, ghosts are like pretty freaky and everything, but I always like sit down and think about it, and I'm like, imagine if I was a ghost, you know what I mean? And they're like, yeah, watch this. I'm gonna fucking freak this guy out. I'm gonna turn on the light. Yeah, look at he's all freaked out. Hey, watch this. Hey, yo, bro, watch this. I'm gonna turn this TV off real quick.
What if we are the ghosts, though? What if we're the ghosts just interacting with spirits? What if we're dead and they're not?
But, like, the whole thing about ghosts is they can see us, but we can't see them.
So here's one of the theories is that when we are experiencing ghosts, it is actually we are experiencing another live person. It's just that when we think of time, we always think of a line. Well, what if instead of a line, time happens all at the same time? So it's just different layers of time are now interacting.
Multiverses.
And it just, for whatever reason, the veil between two timelines just kind of intertwine a little bit. Yeah, it's just kind of like overlap. And that's when we can experience it, at least intelligent or residual ghost events.
You know, if we're going to be on the topic of multiversal kind of exposition, I really do want to say, like, I love Marvel's explanation of, like, the dream reality, where when you are dreaming, you are seeing, like, another you in another universe, and it's kind of slipping
so,
in
like,
and out of
that. So, like, how it's happening, yeah, so how, it is that a memory or is it happening like right
it's
then
happening
because I know what you're talking about. It's, oh, so it's okay
it's happening at that time but you are watching it happen.
Oh, Doctor Strange, right?
Doctor Strange, yeah,
okay, multiverse, yeah.
Because I remember that
they've touched bases on it in multiple movies in the MCU, like with Tony and in Infinity War telling his wife Pepper being like, yeah, I had a dream and we had a daughter and it felt so real, was him having a dream of his other universal self. Because in Multiverse of Madness, it was revealed that when you dream, you are like in another universe, you're universe hopping. That's why in some dreams, like, you can die and you wake up from that, but that like universal you is dead. You witness your own death.
A good example is in Iron Man 3 when he was having severe PTSD from Avengers.
Yeah, from the Centauri attack.
Yeah.
What were we talking about before? Because we segued so hard. Oh yeah, phasmophobia.
Look at chat. We were talking about my live streaming, and then I was talking about the fact we need more people.
Yes, which I will say this here because I'm not bashing anything on Mr. Retro right now, but being the fact that Mr. Retro is kind of on hiatus for further notice because we just operate too late for him and he's too busy during the day. If you want me to, Chris, I will get the gaming laptop from him so that way you could do it off of the laptop so it's more easier. You know what I'm saying? Instead of having to have a desktop and everything.
How about this? I got tomorrow off, okay? I'll make right fucking here, okay? I'll make a promise. I'm going to get off my fat ass and I'll go over there and I'll clean it out. And when I get paid, I'll buy it and we'll play it. A promise. It's an actual promise. Here, look at me, both of you guys. Look at me. David, look at me.
Give me a second. The thing zeroed down. What am I looking at?
Okay, look at me. Look at my big schlong, okay? There we go.
Hold on, I need my magnifying glass.
Sorry.
Damn.
Nope, wasn't the smudge on my glasses. It really is that small. Jesus.
Sometimes I need a tweezer to masturbate and the magnifying glass to see it so I can find it, but... Listen, I'm going to make a promise to you guys. I promise I will set it up tomorrow. I'm not that fucking lazy where I'm just going to be like, I'm just not going to do it. I have been lazy lately, but I got nothing going on tomorrow. So,
all right. Here's the thing. Tomorrow's Sunday, right?
Yep.
I cannot be up late.
I get paid on Monday, so we'll try to set something up for maybe Friday where I'll get it and we can live stream and you guys can show me the game and all that good stuff.
What day is Friday?
I think that's the day of the concert.
I think my concert is actually Saturday. To your guys' credit, it's Saturday. But that being said, there will be somebody sleeping in here. But we'll figure this out later.
What?
No, you cannot sleep with my sister-in-law.
Okay, yeah.
Fuck! Can I?
Absolutely
no! No, her boyfriend will beat you up.
Well, it's nice you guys are hanging out as family.
It's a birthday gift. We're taking her to a concert.
I'll talk to you in 2 weeks.
She's only here for like, she arrives Thursday and leaves, I think, Monday.
But back to other news outside of our Phasmophobia that me and David need to collaborate on a little bit more. Let me go over here and go to share screen. That's cool. I didn't realize I could change some of that. All right, we're sharing screen. Y'all see this?
Unfortunately.
Cool. So, as I mentioned earlier, and everybody watching on the vidcast version, you're going to be seeing all of the new logos for everybody and some of the new graphical designs that I've been avidly working on. So this is John, Mr. Retro's new logo. What do you guys think of that?
It's nice. I like it.
That's cool.
All right. Cool. So this right here is the 6-bit pixel art of me. This one is the pixel art of John. The pixel art of Chris. I'll wait for Chris's little interaction. How do you feel about that?
Man, I'm really skinny.
Yeah, sorry. I couldn't make morbidly obese an option.
That's cool, though. I like that. Put so a hat on, not a beanie, though.
This is Brian, Lil Crows. Just because I wanted to make him one. This is David.
Hey.
You like that one?
Yeah, I look a little tired, but yeah.
I wanted to make sure I captured it. So this is a whiskey and rye is logo.
Okay.
That's Whiskey and Bry's little 6-bit avatar.
Are you implying that he's dead to us now?
Hey! However you want to interpret art is up to you. This is the new end screen for the group channel videos.
So I love the fact that Little Crow does not have a name.
Yep. He's just off to the side. I'm working on stuff for him, so another quick little tidbit of fact. Little Crow is going to be, after his medical sabbatical, is what we will call it. I was wishing he'd be here for this podcast so he could talk a little bit more about it himself, because this is extremely personal stuff to him. But Brian's going away for a little bit, but when he comes back, he is going to be coming back as a part of the channel. He will be doing Xbox videos with us as well as PlayStation stuff moving forward. But yeah, here is everybody's kind of name and logo next to their little bit avatar. New end screen. So when videos end, I don't know if you can see my mouse cursor on the share screen.
Yeah, we can.
But like when at the end of a video, when I'm like, yo, click the end screen annotations to be taken to other videos, there'll be one there, one there, one there, and one there. So that's the new ending one. This is ex-Saint Assassin, who is going to be jumping in on live streams Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesdays. This is his new updated logo. This is the new Nerdgasmic Goodfellas updated logo. It's just pretty much back to the basic original design. This is Chris's call tag logo. Got to have the faux five in there for him.
Faux five.
This is Chris's.
That one's so much better. That one is so much better, in my opinion. I fucking love that one.
Well, this right here is your actual logo. The 4-5 with just your name under it is just the name place for whenever I have it.
Okay.
Just as the name.
Okay, I get what you mean.
But yeah, that's your official logo. Nothing too sweet and special.
I like that because we made up that design literally
at work.
No, we did it after work, and you wanted Taco Bell, and we went and we were in the drive-thru waiting, and we were just sitting there talking about it. And I remember that. I loved that. It was just so sweet. We were sitting, because we were in the drive-thru for hella days, and it was a nice conversation. We had music in the background, and we talked about it. I remember that. That's a little sweet memory of you and me.
Aw, bitch.
Aw.
This right here is David's nameplate logo. Got the nice little kind of mafia style script with the BF or Boss Foss in the background. Or boyfriend, whichever one you want to call it. Hey, baby.
Married, but thanks.
This is David's new updated logo.
Listen. I it's just business.
And that right there is the template image for, Star Wars Jedi Survivor. That
definitely does not say Star Wars.
Stop. Go away. No. There's some more.
Spoilers.
There's some more art clip pieces, because like when I do one-on-one projects with you guys, I kind of have an end screen that mashes our logos together that kind of advertise it and stuff. So I have some more of those. I have banners. There's new YouTube banners and everything. Like I updated mine and I updated Nerdgasmic Goodfellas with these. Bam. I can pull those in real quick. As soon as it decides to open. Bada bing, bada boom. Mr. Worldwide, want to step in the room. So this right now, instead of the picture of all of us jumping with our original t-shirt lady's son, which was the like background for the last 5 years when we first ever started the channel, this is the new like background, which is pretty much our nameplates and then our avatars kind of standing in front of our logo with the Nerdgasm and Goodfellas thing in the fort or the center. And then like this is my new background, which pretty much has the original design. And then I've worked on some stuff for you, David, and everything that I'm not ready to share yet because I'm still currently working on it, but pretty much a new Twitch background. And then when you decide to have your actual YouTube channel up for your personal self, if that's still something you're going to do,
it's
or
still on the plans, yeah.
I have some of the art and stuff set aside for that. Same thing with you, Chris. Once you start taking the steps in those directions, I have like stuff to help out with all that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it.
Ah,
now I feel now I feel bad about what I had sent you 26 minutes ago.
Oh, what'd you send me 26 minutes ago?
See, my phone dead.
Oh nope, my phone's at 5% though.
I'm sorry. If I could unsend it, I would. I'm so sorry.
Well, now I want to know what it is.
Here, I'll
picture.
No.
I'm already working on it.
Oh, you already sent it to him?
Rez, don't. Hey, listen, that's my boyfriend right there, bro. You better not be hurting his feelings.
Listen, he sent me a picture of a Tic Tac, and I didn't know what it was. And when I looked hard enough, I realized that it was that.
Ah, God, duh, never mind. God damn it. Fuck, dude. I hate that. No. One of you fucking schmug motherfuckers sent that shit in the fucking chat months ago when I first joined the group chat. Oh my God, dude, it hurts. It hurts.
See, here's the problem. I sent you the one that I had actually sent him because it wasn't that picture, because I couldn't find that picture. So I had to physically Google images you can feel images you can feel, and never again. Oh. Do not Google it.
God. Oh yeah, that one, dude. That one gives me fucking like toothaches in the front.
God.
You start licking them. You start licking your teeth, and you're like, no. Feels soft.
I do, dude.
While we're on it, because again, this is just brain rot. We're all over the place. Did you know that
brain rot?
A few years ago, on TikTok, there was a trend of people were taking nail files to their teeth.
Oh,
yep, I remember that.
I know what you're talking about. And they
I didn't know about that. And so I was watching another video. I can never say his name right, but I think it's a Tozy. He was talking about TikTok dentists that are currently having some issue. They're like veneer scientists, whatever. And he brought up the fact that they were doing these videos of mostly like teens were taking nail files to their teeth, and even saying it, I can just feel it, and it's bugging me.
It's like wiping your ass with sandpaper.
Pain. Oh, I do that on a regular.
That I don't necessarily feel, even hearing about it.
Dude, I can feel it right on my fucking hemorrhoid, bro. Like, what are you talking about, bro? Wiping your ass with sandpaper? My butthole puckers up and shit. It ceased to exist after that.
So, back on track with our brain rot. Yeah, David.
The cell phone stand that I showed you earlier?
Yeah.
Dude, is so nice.
Fuck you, I want one.
I have two. I have one for my desk and one for my nightstand.
I really want one because that looks.
It can charge my
cool.
Phone, my watch, and my AirPods.
So back on to at least a unified trail of brain rot as we continue on with our discussions. More stuff with Nerdgasm and Goodfellas. kind of want to orchestrate, because as of right now, we're the big three for the group channel, if we're being dead honest, because Brian is preoccupied. Brian St. John is preoccupied with having a new kid, his job. He's 4 hours ahead of us, so the time zone difference, 2 hours ahead of us, whatever, is kind of hard to schedule stuff right now with him. I'm working on it avidly and talking to him about it. It's just we all need to kind of be up earlier or do stuff earlier in the day if we want him to be a part of things. My brother Brian, again, is on a medical sabbatical, so he is going to be MIA for a little bit. That's as much as we're diving into it. Mr. Retro is on a short hiatus, but he has expressed that he wants to come back for podcasts and play games and kind of transition back into doing stuff. It's just hard with him just recently moving. He's in a new chapter of his life that he is extremely happy, and I am very happy for him with. Because if anybody deserves that happy ending that he's getting right now, it is definitely him.
Bitch.
That being said, I'm going to go to a massage parlor and get the happy ending that we deserve. But
it's at my house, by the way, and I'm the massage parlor.
I'm good without the massage. Thank you.
Chris, that you and I deserve. With each other. Mr. Retro is MIA right now, so we're kind of the big three. So where we left off with this season of the Drinking Corner, it is my turn to host the next episode. I have a couple of episodes in mind that we will do next week. My question is, what is a unified good day to record?
Normally, I would say Fridays or Saturdays.
Yeah, Fridays are...
the exception of next week.
Yes, I understand with the exception of this upcoming week, it's going to be a little harder. Let me look at the schedule real quick, because I want to check something. And I want to... Oh, fuck, I opened my phone and the first image I saw was the fucking nail file.
Nail clippers.
Nail clippers on the teeth. That is fucked up.
Nail clippers on your... bald head right in the middle.
I'd love that. Give it to me. Chris, you have Tuesday off this upcoming week. I don't work till 5. David, what time are you off work?
I'm off work at 3:30, but I don't get home till about 4 to 5.
Fuck. Okay. So we might take a week hiatus again, or I might do a filler like Raw Thoughts video during the week that David will be gone. So in 2 weeks, we'll continue on with the seasonal thing of, you know, competing, having fun, little game things or topical discussions as we compete to host. We will bring that in. Friday, Saturdays is what we're looking to shoot for recording, which means I will either release Monday or Wednesdays, which are the days I'm kind of setting for myself as release days, because I do control 2 podcasts. We have the Drinking Corner, which everybody, let's take a drink. It's been a while since we had a nice little liqueur.
Oh, I've been drinking.
Yeah, well, you know, I can't see you.
Yeah, you can.
I know.
Why? You're just jumping on those Pringles, man.
You're like Fox on CNN.
The way he munches down on those Pringles, what flavor are those, Chris? What flavor Pringles?
Sour cream and onion. The best ones, of course.
I'm going to purposely make sure you have the pizza Pringles.
Oh, hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. What you shaking your head at, David? What, you can't say that one of the best chip flavors of all time is sour cream and onion?
It's salt and vinegar.
I know my facts.
It is not the best flavor, no.
You know, to talk on some life stuff right now, the best chips I've had recently are these new flavor of Funyuns.
Ooh, those are fire. Dude,
those were fucking gas.
Okay, real quick, David.
They're spicy chicken ramen.
What are we looking at, David? Come on, man. Fat to fat guy. What are we talking about?
No.
Oh, come on, man. Best chip flavor. All right.
Best chip flavor. Come on, David. What's the best chip flavor?
It's hard. I was talking out my ass, but I mean, sour cream and onions up there.
Okay. Are we talking specifically Pringles, or are we expanding outward?
Well, let's do strictly Pringles.
For the discussion, it's hard for the Pringles because they got some really good ones.
They do have a lot of good ones. I do enjoy the barbecue ones. I'm not gonna lie, I do enjoy the sour cream and onion, but not as much. I'm trying to think of all the flavors of Pringle that I've actually eaten.
So
I can't
my
eat Pringles as much because I get sick from them now.
I will say for me, my go-to guilty pleasure Pringle is either always rotating between salt and vinegar, because I just love salt and vinegar chips. Outside of salt and vinegar, it's rotate between the pizza flavored Pringles and barbecue.
The pizza ones are hard. I loved those when I was younger, but I just don't care for them.
It's a good little bit of nostalgia for me. I don't get them all that often. Like, if I get Pringles, I'm usually always grabbing either barbecue or salt and vinegar.
Mm.
Sometimes if I'm in the mood for, like, cheesy, I'd usually get the cheddar. Sour cream and onion is definitely up there as one of my favorite chip flavor, like, varieties. Like, I love Ruffles or Lay's, like, sour cream and onion. But when it comes to specifically Pringles, there's just the barbecue definitely kick for me, or the little snack pack sour cream and onion.
Yeah, I wish they had a honey barbecue. I think that would be the top for me.
Honey barbecue Pringles?
I mean, come on, man. Honey barbecue Fritos, dude. Oof.
I like the barbecue twist Fritos.
Yeah.
Those are pretty
good. That's what they are. It's the honey barbecue Fritos. They're the twist ones.
All right. There is a honey mustard Pringle and a Memphis barbecue. There was also a Carolina barbecue, a Texas barbecue, and a Memphis barbecue Pringles.
Damn.
To we kind of negotiate the tangent here real quick to just kind of touch base on the last of the Nerdgasm and Goodfellas stuff before we really start hitting tangents and random conversations. I did want to talk about some of the things we are closing and reopening with the channel. So personal channel wise for Rune Aldred, David and I are closing out Dead Rising 2 off the record. We are like right at the end of the game. We are midway through Halo 3. No, we're still like right before the flood. We're right before the flood. So we're in episode 4 or 5 because we just did Salvo Highway. That was like the last episode we did. So I think we have like 1 or 2 episodes and then the flood comes in. And then the ending of the game gets kind of rushed for Halo.
Yeah.
Which, Chris, if you would love to join us, Halo 3 is up to 4 or 6 player co-op. So if you want to join us in that, be more than welcome to. It'd be nice to have
Halo. Halo's always been one of the games on my list.
That also being said, I just recently finished Days Gone. So I am going to be starting to upload my pre-recorded. I have like 3 episodes of pre-recorded Death Stranding Director's Cut. And I will be moving on to doing more actual recordings of that.
Have you found any of my stuff
Death Stranding 2? Not yet. I don't think I'm at the point where I have things unlocked. I think as of right now, the only things of yours I could find would be bridges or ladders and ropes. I do think I have seen one of your ropes or a ladder. I think it was a ladder crossing water. I'm trying to remember. Because I know I came across somebody else's stuff too near one of the Marauder camps. In terms of Nerdgasm and Goodfellas, again, as I mentioned earlier, Chris and I are working on Gears of War, something that David and I are also working on now that I finished Cured Tactics. That was so perfect timing for that. Now that I finished Gears Tactics, David and I could finish out the rest of Gears of War 1 and move on to Gears of War 2. As we start,
I thought we did. I thought we finished Gears of War.
The first. I had a corrupted file that kind of messed it up. So we are in Gears of War 1. We're in the final act. I believe final act. We're either in the final or second final. I can't remember. I'd have to look at it again. Things that I'm bringing to the group channel is coming here in, we're in August, September. So starting in September, I'm going to be pre-recording episodes of Telltale, The Walking Dead, as the kind of Halloween special playlist for Nerdgasmic Goodfellas. Something else on a personal note, I created a new Xbox profile that's specifically for the group channel that I'll share the email and stuff with you guys with. If you want to live stream like specifically group channel stuff, I'm thinking of making a Twitch for it and everything and kind of full on moving forward with that email. Not 100% sure yet, but a nice controller up in the top corner.
I was just curious if it would do the whole floating thing too. Sorry.
It looks like a Xbox controller, but PlayStation layout.
I have no idea. It's just an emote.
Yeah. But yeah, we have a couple of projects working in Let's Play category. And then I know I've kind of talked to Chris about doing some live action stuff for sketches and skits, but I need to actually work on a steady script for that before we even start looking to move in that direction again.
I would love to participate. I am still 12 hours away, though, so...
Yes, there is a script for something that I am writing that I have been avidly working on outside of the Grand Theft Auto R story, which is still happening. The first episode script is 65% written out for the first episode. I am doing like final touches and polishes on it before we start filming it and trying to film it.
Sure.
But this skit requires you to play as a better health therapist.
Let's wait until we're not recording for this.
Yes.
No spoilers.
But yeah, so we have some projects in the way. I know it's been a long hiatus from us doing anything with the group channel and kind of releasing stuff out. I am working on more of the Arkham collection with Suicide.
I'm raising my hand, by the way.
Oh, sorry, Chris. I couldn't see your hand being raised.
No, I know. Sorry. I didn't want to interrupt you before, like, we...
chips that you're eating. I didn't want to interrupt that, you know.
I'm sorry. I didn't want to interrupt you before, like, we got to the end. But one thing that I wanted to get by you, Tim, is for Halloween, I wanted to put my first series of videos out on the channel just by myself. And I was thinking about playing through Dead Space for around Halloween season.
So me and you will talk about that, because as of right now on the group channel, Whiskey and Bri is playing the original Dead Space on the hardest difficulty in tandem with my personal channel, because when we both reach Dead Space 3, my channel will have Isaac Clarke's perspective, while the group channel will have Carver's perspective as we both play through Dead Space 3.
Oh, okay.
So Dead Space is technically kind of taken right now, but I am actively going to talk to Whiskey and Bri. I was going to talk to him today, but I did not have the time to sit down and kind of call him to talk about his kind of participation and stuff.
It's your boy.
What up?
Are you asking him a question?
I am asking him a question.
Ask it.
I am interrupting you to ask him a question. Have you played the Resident Evil series?
Oh, wow. No, I have not. I have not played. Okay, so the one that I played was the one that came out on PlayStation VR, and I've only played a little snippet of it. That's it.
I'm afraid that's not that descriptive. I have no idea which one that is.
What's the one that came out on PlayStation VR? I think it's 7?
7
8, and 4. Village. And 4.
Oh, so there's 2. Okay.
3.
Oh, 3.
There's 3 Resident Evil VR games right now. There's Resident Evil 7, Biohazard, which is the one that you played because it took place in Louisiana in the backwater little house with the Baker family.
Yep.
There is Resident Evil 8 Village, which takes place years after the events of 7 in a European village with werewolves and vampires. And then there's Resident Evil 4, which takes place in a Europe village more located towards Spain.
Yeah.
With zombies.
I wanted to also play a VR horror game, but I have the Oculus Quest 2.
You know what, Chris?
So I don't,
you're a fan of Until Dawn, right?
A big fan, of course.
Cool. So I have this right up. Sorry,
but is there any way that I can record
that
videos?
Flash drive that fell, or that condom.
We will talk about this when we are not actively recording.
Yes. Well, okay, I mean, bad. It kind of relates to what we're talking about. Oh, it's right here.
Spoilers, Chris, though. Spoilers.
The perfect thing for you to play if you want to do a VR game for the group channel is, let me unblur my fucking shit real quick. This game right here.
I can't see shit.
This game.
Hey.
So there's a funny story. Yeah, David has a very fun memory of this game. But being the fact that Until Dawn is getting a remake, I think it would be perfect time for on the group channel for you, Chris, to dive into this game called The Inpatient, which is the events that take place before Until Dawn.
Oh, okay, so it's canon.
It is extremely canon to the events of the game, and that is all I will say to it. Because if I were to tell you any more, it would spoil the game for you. But David has a wonderful story about me recording it in his house.
Yep. So, my parents, because at the time I was living with my parents. We have a massive living room. So Rune had set up his equipment in the living room. I think it was just me and him in the house at that time. I don't know where my parents were at.
They were visiting your sister.
That sounds about right. So we had the furniture all moved out. So it was this massive area for him to record in. I had left to go get, I think, something from the gas station, just like some snack or something.
I thought you left for work or something, and you're coming back from work.
Something.
That's not the important part of the story.
So I get home, I come in through the front door, and he can't hear me too well because of the
games.
So I take the door, and I turn around, and I slam the mother as hard as I can. I have never seen somebody jump out of their skin and collapse before. And I don't think it's recorded anymore. I'm pretty sure it got corrupted.
No, that was one that I never edited. And then just kind of, I would never have gotten back into the game because everywhere I've lived, I just haven't had the space for VR. Until now, where I'm moving to now, I'll have a whole room just that's going to be a VR room.
Anyway, yeah. So then I got a bunch of FUs and I hate you so much, Davids. And
the best jump scare I've ever had anybody do in my entire life.
Fuck you, David. I hate you. Oh my God. That's... Was that like it, David?
Fairly close, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You know, the amount of times...
Oh my God, David. Why would you...
David's living room and me having something bad happen. I was like, I think David remembers the other thing that we're not going to talk about.
Same day, too.
Same day. It was the same day.
Dave, you want to hear a funny story?
Of course. We should probably get to wrapping this up soon, though.
Okay, one more story. Okay, so... on the street that I live on, it's really nice. It's a lot of quiet, respectful, really cool people. But across the street from us, we had this house. And the old landlord, unfortunately, either passed away or it was someone else that was renting the house out. So after we had someone living across the street for years, they moved out and someone new came in. And these people were just sketchy. And they sold drugs. That was like the whole thing that ended up happening at the end. They sold drugs and a bunch of weird people would come all the time. Well, there was this night that I was in my room and I had my window AC in at the time. And I was playing GTA.
Right.
I remember it too. I was playing GTA with my buddy and it was about 2:30 to 3 in the morning. And everyone at my house, we're all night owls. So my grandma, she was either watching TV or she turns off her TV and she'll be on her phone for like an hour before she falls asleep, right? Well, I'm laying here and my AC, it sounded like someone was trying to pull it out, right? It sounded like it was there was no way that this could have happened from any natural thing. It sounded like someone was aggressively trying to pull my fucking AC out, right? Mm-hmm. So I fucking like just scared the shit out of me. I freak out for a second. I'm like, what the fuck? So either the person heard me say something, because I had my lights off, so they probably heard me say something and fucking ran, because I got up and I fucking patted on my dad's door and was like, hey, there's someone in the fucking backyard. And I run and I grab this bat that I have behind my door and I spring out the fucking back door with my dog Cheyenne that I had at the time.
Right.
And I have a flashlight. I'm fucking looking everywhere. And I'm not trying to sound like some Billy Badass. I was scared shitless, dude. But I live with my grandma and my dad, and they're older. So I'm the frontline motherfucker. I have to fucking go out there. So I go out there. That's
the type of speed and determination we need you to bring at work.
Yeah, so I sprung out. I have my baseball bat, and I'm looking around, and our site gate's open, right? So no one's back there. I searched all my backyard, so I closed it, and I shoved a stick where there's supposed to be a lock, but we don't have a lock for it.
I'm very used to breaking into your property.
Because if someone really wanted to get into that backyard, they could just kick out the fucking boards. It's so old. But I shoved a stick in there, and I went back in there, and I talked to my grandma about it, and the adrenaline is just flowing through my body. And I'm like, grandma, grandma. And I'm like telling her everything that happened. And she looks at me and she's like, oh, do you think it could have been a ghost? And I wasn't rude or nothing. I just looked at her and I was like, motherfucking ghost. There's no fucking way that a ghost did that. I'm like, grandma, it sounded like someone grabbed the tape. Because we used Gorilla tape around the edges, was peeled off. Someone went back there, tried peeling off the tape, right? Because I had it on both sides.
Right.
Because I had two pieces of cardboard at the time before I got a piece of wood in there. So someone was peeling it off. I had my headphones on, so I must have not heard a single thing until they started trying to pull it out. But I had something inside holding it. And I went and told her, I'm like, and I wasn't rude, but I was like, grandma, so you're telling me that a ghost peeled off the tape of my window and tried to aggressively pull my AC out? So I'm like, no fucking ghost, huh? I'm like, that's the only logical explanation, grandma. I'm like, we can go to bed now. But I remember, I didn't see it, but I remember hearing a car skid off in the front yard across the street. So it was either something to do with what they were doing, or they ran off and got scared.
Right.
But, man, scared the shit out of me. It was probably just some people trying to steal my AC because it was hot. I just don't know why they were trying. But the thing that I don't understand to this day is why they were trying to steal mine. Because
no lights on, they probably thought that they could just snag it and run away.
Well, all of our lights were off. I have to send you a video tomorrow on how our backyard's laid out. But from the gate,
I think my burp got picked up. I'm so sorry.
Oh, I burp all the time. But from the gate, realistically, from when you walk in from the backyard, because my window's the farthest away from the back gate, mm-hmm. but it's closest to the other side gate that we have. But it's really hard to climb it because it's so tall. So I don't know, because my grandma had one. That's the first one you see. When you walk into the backyard, she's the first window that you see of a bedroom. My dad's the second, and I'm the last. Maybe they thought mine was just the easiest. I don't know. To this day, my grandma still thinks it was a ghost.
Could have also been what Tim and I sometimes do when we're having to like do things in like Grand Theft Auto, is go for the further thing, so that way the return trips are actually shorter. So they might have been wanting to go for all three, but because they went for the farthest one, it woke you up or got your attention.
I don't know. To this day, I'm just like, man, you gotta have some steel balls to steal someone's window AC out of their own window.
So, yeah. So since
because they were pulling it, yeah, because they were pulling it like no one was home, but
right. We
had just sold our car. We had a Toyota Camry. We have another truck in the driveway that's my neighbor's, but it has like spider webs and shit around it because she never uses it.
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't have a car, so in the driveway it does look like someone's gone. So I that's probably what it was. Someone probably thought that, and like you said, David, they were probably trying to go for the farthest one, because they were probably trying to get all three. But I know, it scared the shit out of me, and I was scared to go in that backyard. I'm like, dude, what if I go out and it's like some big Russian guy's like, I'm going to steal your little AC.
David, can you please incorporate the actual accent there?
What was the exact wording that you wanted to use?
I'm going to steal your tiny AC.
Duh.
I'm going to steal your tiny little AC unit.
Yeah, exactly like that.
So, since Chris here has did his final call shot with that story, David, do you have a final call? Do you have a last shot?
So I'm out of drink. I was eating the veggie straws thinking I still had a little bit more water. I do not have water. It is very much empty. So my mouth is very much burning. Support me on Twitch. I do have a GoFundMe to help me buy a gaming PC. Please donate so that way I can get a gaming PC and better support the channels with editing software.
Are you just concluding because you're tired and done? Because I have a final call story, but mine's a lot shorter.
Oh, do you want me to have a like full-on story?
You don't have to if you don't want to. I just have one, so I was giving you the floor to say
what
one.
What specifically would you like the story to be about?
Something scary. Just like scary. Just something scary, just like Chris's.
All right, so this is going to kind of narrow down where I live, unfortunately. But The wife and I went to the Winchester Mystery House, which is the Mystery Mansion in San Jose. And we did a flashlight tour. It was actually a flashlight tour at midnight, of all things, too. Throughout the mansion, which was an extremely interesting, like, wonderful experience. But also very much terrifying. Because all the lights are out in the place, and it's just, it's self-guided. You walk yourself through the mansion with flashlights. Granted, there's a bunch of people walking through as well, so you're not
I was just going to ask alone. That.
Yeah, you're not actually alone. That being said, while we were in there, at a certain point, I'm taking a photo, because I took a bunch of photos. So I'm taking a photo. I'm kind of leaning over one of the railings or the things they have up to stop people from walking. And as I'm snapping the photo, I hear to my left an older woman go, just like, "Oh, hey, how are you doing, sir?" And I kind of stopped. I'm like, who just said that? I got a wall to my left. And on the other side of that wall is nothing, because I'm on the third floor. So somebody just said, "Hello, how are you doing, sir?" in my left ear, right next to me. A little bit later on, we're coming around a corner, and my wife sees lights in a room that should not have lights. A little bit later on, or like a little bit further, we get to that room, and at that point, we're like, "Oh yeah, it was probably just like, you know, this, or this." No, there should not have been light there. Now, we get near the end. We have gone into the basement. We've snapped, I think, 40 or 50 photos. And we're in one of the hallways. And we stop for a second. And then there's a breeze. But there shouldn't be a breeze. Because, again, we're in the middle of the mansion. But it's this cold chill that just comes over me. And instantly, my hairs just stick up. But Katie's standing right next to me. Nothing. No reaction. She's like, "What are you talking about? There's no breeze." I'm like, "Hun, you don't feel how cold it is right here?" She puts her hand over and she goes, "Oh my God, it's like a good like 10 degree difference between right here and right here." And for those of you watching, I'm moving my hand 3 to 4 inches in front of me. Now, we came home. We did the rituals stuff that you're supposed to do, which is use sage to kind of cleanse yourself. You take the shower with the intention of washing off the spirits. If that works, I don't know. Because it was like the very next day, I'm in the kitchen and my wife walks into our bedroom. She stops, walks back out, and she says, "David, did you turn on the Mass Effect helmet?" Now, for clarity's sakes, the Mass Effect helmet is on a shelf behind, like, in the back of our bedroom, and we have a bunch of stuff that was currently kind of stacked up, making it impossible to get to this helmet. And lo and behold, I'm like, "Are you messing with me?" She says, "No." And I'm reaching up because the helmet's here now. And I walk in, and the helmet is doing this. My blur is not providing assistance, so give me a second.
It looks like you're holding up Ultron's head when it's, like, all blurred out.
Yeah, huh?
So my helmet is sitting covered in dust, very clearly not having been touched, glowing bright red. And a lot of people probably don't have this helmet, but the switch is way back here. And It is not an easy thing to flick. This helmet had been sitting there for almost a year. Never been touched. Just sitting on, it was a lantern. Actually, I think the lantern's behind me now. Somewhere, I think it's right there.
In other words, you had like a Yore that just showed up.
Something showed up and flipped the switch.
Dagon.
But we never could figure out what it was.
Maybe it's a Mass Effect fan ghost.
We just kind of like laughed it off and we're like, oh, you know, maybe the switch just wasn't fully switched. And for whatever reason, it just chose that exact moment to flip. That's definitely just random occurrence. But it was weird that it happened to happen right after we had just gotten back from the mansion.
That is very creepy.
Creepy story.
Thank you. Thank you for your creepy story. So, funny little tie-in, but I don't know if I told you this before or not, but my grandfather, Charlie, I think it was either in the late 70s or early 80s, did carpentry work at the Winchester Mansion. And my grandfather had stories of like him and his people working on like redoing some of the flooring and stuff there and having weird stuff happen. Even like one of the people that worked in his crew getting like extremely sick. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty cool. My little scary story, I'm going to kind of, I'm trying to remember. Okay. So my very first apartment, do you remember some of the stories that I tell you about that? With like the very first day I moved in there was like a little black haired girl I watched walk from the bedroom into the living room. Like she was going to walk around the corner and then there was nothing there.
Yeah. Fuck that.
That was like day one.
I'm not even kidding. Right now, the back of my shirt is being pulled. I wish I was fucking with you. The back of my shirt is being pulled right now. The AC is not on. Clearly nobody is able to come into the room because that side's blocked up and that door has never opened. And somebody is pulling on the back of my shirt, like the bottom of my shirt.
So David could contest to this, but in my early YouTube videos from when I first started, I used to have an ongoing bit that people thought was fake where I would yell at a ghost in my video because like during random intervals of the video, I would have cupboards that just slammed shut and stuff like that or creaked open and then slammed shut. And I would just yell at the ghost. And I think it's in one of my early Batman videos where a cupboard opened and shut really loud. And I paused the game and I turned and looked into the kitchen because where my office was in the corner of the living room where I could look into the kitchen. And I turned around and started yelling at the ghost, like, are you really wanting attention right now? I will stop what I'm doing. You could have the entire show. What do you want? And then another cupboard opened and just slammed shut right at that moment. And I have it on like video. I would have to like really deep dive my early YouTube videos. And it's either in the original Evil Within playlist or it's in Batman. But I had that interaction happen. And then when I was little, a really funny camping story. On the last day of our camping trip, we were packing up and we had like this dude that stayed in a trailer across the way who apparently had a sex doll that in the middle of the night threw it away in the dumpster. Well, my little, like, I think I was 8 at this time, naive ass, opens up the dumpster lid and all I see is like the side of a head and long blonde hair. I started screaming because my perception is I just saw a dead body in the dumpster. And I mean, are the campsites at Lake Elmenor are like right next to each other. So there's my mom's campsite, a neighbor's campsite, and then the dude in the camper who had the sex doll. So I start screaming bloody murder at like 8 o'clock in the morning. There's a dead body in the dumpster. There's a dead girl in the dumpster. I just saw her hair and I saw the side of her head. She's not moving. She's not breathing. There's someone dead in the dumpster. my mom runs, grabs me, like pushes me to my at that time best friend Morgan, and like tells us to go step away. And my mom goes to the dumpster. And at this point, like all the campgrounds around us have heard this and have gathered to this dumpster, to which my mom pulls out the dude's sex doll. And you see the guy in the camper trailer 180 and book it into his camper. And pure embarrassment.
Hey, someone must have put that in my some. Hey, yo, that's not mine. That's,
oh yeah, no.
Someone did that.
The ghost story is my little spooky one, and then the dead body in the dumpster like traumatized me as a child. But no, who, that first apartment.
Who put that there?
That first apartment I lived in Chico was like absolutely 100% haunted, because I kept seeing like apparitions. I kept seeing this like little girl with long black hair that would slowly walk around the house. And it wasn't like at night to where like the shadows are playing tricks on me. The first time it happened was at like 1 o'clock in the afternoon in broad daylight with all the lights on and my front door wide open with my neighbors sitting outside the door. And they watched me like straight up barefoot book it out of my door and I left. I fucking like straight up left with my house wide open. I booked it out of there so unbelievably fast, because it's like I thought I was home alone, and I had like a whole day I had to wait before my girlfriend at the time, Nicole, was like moving into the apartment. And so it's like I booked it out of there and I called Nicole right away and I was like, hey, is there any way you could show up a day early? I was like, I was in the kitchen, I was cooking mac and cheese, and I saw this girl walk from the bedroom into the living room. And when I rounded the corner, because I was like, who the fuck's in my house? There was no one there. And for the longest time, Nicole never believed me that the apartment was haunted. Because whenever like cupboards would slam shut or shit moved around, it was when I was the only person at home. So Nicole thought I was like just crazy or some shit. There was right. One day where I went to school and she stayed home from school, from college, and something happened to her. And I just remember being so unbelievably happy, because she's like, yeah, I was in the bedroom and the bike she rode to get to work and to school, because we didn't have a car at this time, we kept it in the closet, which is a shut door that you have to turn the handle and physically pull open to get into the closet. She was in the bedroom, walked into the kitchen, and when she walked back into the bedroom, the bike was out of the closet on top of the bed in the corner. In the literal like 1 minute span, it took her to walk from the bedroom into the living room, around the island, into the kitchen, to back around. The bike went from the closet to the bed without Nicole hearing the closet door open or hearing anything like move around. And then there was another instance where something else happened. And that was at the moment, that was like the moment she believed the place was haunted. And we weren't the only people in the apartment that was having shit happen. So the people who lived in apartment one, because we were in apartment two, when Skylar and her, at that time, boyfriend, Kai, moved out, they had like this going away party. And they had like a little bit of dishes like sitting on the counter, like not near the edge of the counter, but at the very back wall, and a strainer that was like secured down. We're all playing Cards Against Humanity. And like Skylar told us beforehand, like when we're in the house, don't mention that they're moving. Like, don't say anything about it. And one of her friends that was like severely drunk and mentioned that they're moving out the next day. And as soon as she said that, all the cups that were in the strainer just flew onto the kitchen floor and like shattered with no explanation on how they jumped off the counter.
Yeah, that's crazy shit, man.
Super crazy shit. Super spooky shit. But with that being said,
spooky.
This is where we're going to end the brain rot episode. We all did our final call. We had a really good episode. This was really fun. David's tired. I got a shit. And Chris is still just eating Pringles down there like a fat boy. Like, how has that can of Pringles not emptied yet? You've been sitting there eating it for over an hour, Chris. Like, how?
Just gain some weight and figure it out.
Okay. With that being said,
I wasn't kidding, by the way. My shirt was getting pulled at that point.
I believe you. I'm just choosing not to focus on that because I don't want to draw that type of energy here.
All the energy to Tim.
I live right next to a cemetery. I think I'm already fucked.
I do too.
So, that being said,
twinsies.
Thank you guys so much for listening to this podcast episode. I'm very happy to be doing another Drinking Corner podcast. As we mentioned earlier on in the episode, next week will be a Raw Thoughts episode with probably just me and Chris or just myself. It depends. The week after that, we'll be continuing on with our regular scheduled program. Big thank you to Rosbridge the Boss Foss and It's Your Boy for being here with me in this episode. It's really nice to get back to this. Remember, you guys could catch this podcast on any of your podcast listening services like Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, all that other good stuff. You can catch the video version where you can see our beautiful faces, our Chris face fucking entire can of Pringles, on the YouTube channel Nerdgasmic Goodfellas. Again, wherever you're listening to this, you can find a link to that channel in the description down below. Thank you guys so much for listening and or watching. We will see you in the next episode. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.